Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So Trump is getting tough with Colombia, the nation that refused to allow U.S. military cargo planes to land because those cargo planes contained illegal aliens from Colombia that Trump was returning to Colombia. And the president of Colombia had rejected that and sent them back. Well, that's not going to work out very well for Colombia. And Trump immediately announced 25% tariffs on all goods being exported from Colombia to the United States and said he would raise it to 50% in a week if Colombia doesn't relent. He also announced enhanced security checks, basically sort of pat-down harassment at customs for all Colombian officials entering the United States and a number of other harassment type of things. Now, for the record, I completely agree with what Trump is doing here, but I do not agree with the concept of weaponizing the currency or weaponizing the dollar. I don't agree with most of the economic sanctions that have been put in place around the world just to try to punish countries that the U.S. doesn't like or to punish them for not going along with LGBT nonsense and things like that. So the weaponization of the dollar only ends up hurting Americans because it hurts the dollar. And the weaponization of the SWIFT system that was unleashed against Russia was a huge mistake that only accelerated the move towards BRICS currency. But weaponizing tariffs against countries that are involved in, or they are complicit in, the illegal invasion of the United States of America, in my opinion, that makes perfect sense, and it should be done aggressively. A 25% tariff? That's a great start. Make it 50% in a week. I agree. Make it 100% the next week. I agree. Make it 200%. You see, the beauty about tariffs is there's no limit to how high it goes. And complete morons like AOC, a Democrat, is there complaining, oh, well, that's going to cause Americans to pay more for coffee from Colombia. It's going to hurt Americans. Not in the long run, it's not. No, you know what's hurting Americans is illegals invading our streets and carjacking people and robbing and looting and raping and murdering and collecting a bunch of free handouts that's costing the U.S. taxpayers. That hurts everybody, and it hurts much more than a cup of coffee. Besides, if the tariffs go to 100% on Colombia, nobody's going to buy Colombian coffee. They'll buy coffee from somewhere else. So Americans aren't going to have to pay Colombia's coffee tariffs. It's just that Colombia's coffee exports will collapse. And furthermore, this is not designed to be a long-term strategy by Trump. It's designed to be a short-term weapon of coercion to tell Colombia, hey, we are serious about this. And if you don't accept these illegals that are from your country, if you don't take them back, then, you know, things are going to get really difficult for you in terms of interfacing with the United States. And that's perfectly reasonable because nations like Colombia and Venezuela and, well, other Central and South American nations, in many cases, they have deliberately emptied their prisons and sent just hordes of violent criminals to the United States as a form of terrorism or disruption or sabotage against the United States. It's, you know, mass migration is also an act of war. And some of these South American countries have been complicit in that. And they need to take responsibility for their role in it, including Mexico. Mexico deliberately acted as a conduit for this mass migration weaponization. So if you're complaining about Trump weaponizing tariffs, well, what about Mexico weaponizing migration? What about Colombia weaponizing migration, or Venezuela or Nicaragua, etc.? All those countries in one way or another weaponized mass immigration, which ended up invading the United States. So of course Trump has the right to secure the border, deploy the troops at the border, round up the illegals who violated the law by definition by just walking across the border and sending them back. And Trump's actually being nice about it. He's giving them a plane ride back to their home country. That's very polite. I mean, he could just drop them off at the Mexico border and say, good luck, go back where you came from. But no, Trump's giving them the benefit of essentially a chartered flight. I mean, they should be thanking Trump for treating them so humanely. These criminals that invaded the United States, they're being taken home. And that's the message to them. Go home. Go home. If you want to come back to the United States, it's very simple. We have a legal immigration process. Millions of people go through the legal immigration process. There's a way to do it. There's a form that you start with. You know, there's a consulate that you visit or an embassy that you visit. There's a process. There's a background checks and all kinds of things. And I totally support legal immigration, as my wife and I have been through that process with her immigration going back, you know, decades. And we did it the right way. We did it legally. And yeah, it's not instant. You can't just walk across the border. But if you abide by the law and you are from another country and you come into America and you want to contribute to the vision of what America can be, then I welcome you. I welcome immigrants from all over the world. I welcome immigrants from the Middle East, from Asia, from Central and South America, from Europe, from Russia, from wherever, from China, you know, from India. Immigrants are welcome in America. You just have to follow the rules. You can't just walk across the border. So the bottom line here, folks, is, yeah, you're going to see some economic disruptions in the short term, but it's all worth it. And I want to encourage Trump and his team, slap these tariffs on everybody that doesn't play ball with taking back their illegals. If India gives you crap about it, India doesn't want to take their illegals back, boom, slap tariffs on India. Just do it. 25%, 50%, I don't care. Go 100%, whatever is necessary. If they still don't play ball, 200%. Just keep on doing it. Eventually they will relent. And that sets the new tone, and that's what has to happen. These nations need to start taking responsibility for what they've done that has weakened and invaded America. I mean, if anything, Trump should demand reparations from these nations, the ones that deliberately released their criminals and sent them to the U.S. border. We should be paid back for the security costs, the border patrol costs, the handout costs. That costs America hundreds of billions of dollars. Those countries that unleash these people on purpose, they owe America reparations for that. And Trump's not even asking for that. He's just saying, take them back. And you don't owe us anything else. Just take them back. And then nations like Colombia get all arrogant and say, we're not even going to take them back. Nope. Well, F-A-F-O, right? F around and find out. Trump's not playing games, folks. And I don't blame him. And along those lines, by the way, any U.S. official, a mayor, a governor, you know, any local state official that is complicit in hiding illegals should be arrested. Because it's a criminal offense to harbor illegals in the United States. I think it's a felony. And you have all these Democrats out there and even left-wing media publishing articles like how to hide from ICE, how to evade ICE, how to get away. They should be arrested. They are actively encouraging illegals to invade this country and to weaken it economically. They are actively encouraging people to violate our national security. And I'll tell you what, you start arresting some of these mayors, you know, lock them up. Charge them with sedition or aiding and abetting an invasion of the country. And that habit will stop real fast. A bunch of tough-talking Democrats, when they find out they're being charged with sedition and facing 10 or 20 years in prison, they're going to change their tune real fast. And that's the way it should be. I mean, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of the invasion. We've had enough of these Democrat officials siding with the invaders while throwing the American people and the American veterans overboard. You got homeless veterans in cities like Chicago that are all displaced You know, with the food kitchens and the shelters, they're displaced by illegals. The Americans are treated like dirt, while the illegals are given everything they want. Even Mayor Eric Adams, mayor of New York, can't stand the Democrats anymore. He said so. Basically, he's saying the Democrats have betrayed America and they've allowed his city to be overrun. He's asking Trump for help. And ICE raids have begun in New York City, as they should. I mean, Democrats would have just surrendered the whole city to illegals. They would have surrendered the whole country. They were in the process of doing that. Remember, the Democrats wanted America to be overrun and destroyed from within. Their policies were all designed to achieve that. And if we hadn't stopped them with this election, it would have been over. The Republic would have been lost. Done. So thank Trump for rounding up and deporting these illegals. And I don't care if it looks tough or if the Democrats say it's mean. No. You know what's mean? What's mean is allowing the illegals to abuse the American people, the American taxpayers, the American civilians, the American moms and dads that are trying to raise families in America. They should be safe. It's our country. It's not mean to take the illegals out of this country and send them back home. It's actually very polite. It's very nice. Free plane ride home. Don't come back unless you do it legally. That's the polite way to do it, and that's what Trump is doing. Anybody that's got a problem with this has a problem with America as a nation. They have a problem with the rule of law. And it's very telling that the Democrats who oppose these deportations, they hate America. They hate the Constitution. They hate the rule of law. Of course, they hate Trump, and they basically hate the American people. And I hope that some of these officials actually get arrested and charged with being complicit in aiding and abetting and harboring these illegals. I want to see them serve some prison time. So go Trump, secure the border, deport the illegals. It's time to take America back. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. God bless America. Take care.
We've got an exciting and really delicious new product at the Health Ranger store. It's called Organic Creamy Buttery and Cheesy Mashed Potatoes. And it's just one of several new products that we have. Here we've got heavy cream. This is all organic. It's all laboratory tested. Heavy cream, butter powder, white cheddar powder, and then this mashed potatoes product that uses all of these to be incredibly delicious. And here's the thing. We don't use artificial colors or artificial ingredients or artificial flavors of any kind. And if you look at this mashed potatoes product, let me scroll down and show you. The ingredients are right here. Check this out. You've never seen this in a product before. Organic potato flakes, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder, and pink Himalayan salt. And that's it. Nothing else. No preservatives, no chemicals, no colors, no artificial flavors, no MSG. None of that garbage. So if you want real, honest, certified organic, lab-tested food, this is where you get it, healthrangerstore.com. And on top of the cream powder and the butter powder, of course we have, you know, vegan and vegetarian solutions, you know, non-cream, non-dairy solutions. We've also got this really popular, amazing toothpaste that's formulated by us and made in the United States now. It's called Silver Fresh Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. Peppermint plus anise, and this is a 3-pack, but you can get them individually or 6-pack, etc. This is really, I mean, people love the ingredients, and it's made from colloidal silver produced from Texas rainwater through our own contraptions, our own innovations. The ingredients are really clean and pure. Check it out. Silver water, xylitol, which has amazing properties, vegetable glycerin, you know, calcium carbonate, and so on. Just look at the ingredients. Incredibly clean, incredibly just simple, honest. This is the kind of product that you normally can't find this at retail. And it's indicative of what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, which is these natural solutions and nutritional supplements, personal care products, home care products, and some survival products as well. Just go to healthrangerstore.com. And you see here, you can click on the categories. This is on the homepage. You can click on supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, or home. And we've got auto ship. We've got loyalty points that you get. We've got combo packs and so on. And many new products here, including a toxin binder, 2 ounces right here, a daily immune complex blend, and so much more. And freeze-dried foods, all kinds of different, you know, liver support, sleep support, and back in stock. Items that have been out of stock are now finally back in stock, such as instant coffee, which is really popular. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that supporting us at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform. Our multiple platforms, our AI R&D project that we're giving back to humanity through a free open source AI model trained on nutrition, wellness, and herbs and preparedness and much more. So shop with confidence knowing that you're getting really clean, highly nutritious foods and supplements, and you're supporting a good cause that believes in decentralization of knowledge for humanity and uplifting humanity through nutrition and health solutions. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Thank you again for your support. Take care.